Welcome to Spirit in the Morning. I'm Gary Zimek, and we are having a great time in the studio today, but we have to take a break from our fun in order to bring you a show. Maybe some of that fun will spill over into the show. But look, let's kick it off with prayer, because we do have a fantastic program for you today. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Dear Father in heaven, we thank you for bringing us to the beginning of a new day. Father, we have many, many problems we're struggling with. Oftentimes we become hopeless. We lose our sense of peace. But Father, we know that you are with us. Wherever we are right now, you're with us. You love us. So we ask you to wrap your arms around us. Hold us in your loving embrace. Help us to remember that with you we can do all things today. Give us the grace that we need to face any challenge that comes our way. And Father, we look out into a world that often is dark and hopeless. We ask you to use us to bring hope to other people. We ask you to help us to share your love with those around us, whoever we encounter today, at work, at home, at school, wherever it may be. Help us to share your love with those around us. We ask you to speak through us on the program today. May all of our words echo the message that you have for us. We ask for these things in the most holy and sacred name of Jesus Christ, your Son and our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. All right, I'm fired up. That prayer got me going. Sometimes we just have to remember that the Lord is with us. You know, we forget that way too easily. I'm Gary Zimek. This is Spirit in the Morning, the Delaware Valley's only local Catholic morning show. That's right, we are the Delaware Valley's only local Catholic morning show. We're happy to be here with you. On the program today, we will be joined by our friend Tony Agnese. We're going to be talking about his new book, A Storyteller's Guide to a Grace-Filled Life. Plus, you're going to have a chance to win that book today. Stay tuned for more information. Also, on the program, Father Augustine Weta. Now, if you've heard Father Augustine before, you know what you're in for. Frank Elias and Dave Parker, guys, Father Augustine wrote a book called Humility Rules. He's going to be talking about, we're going to go through it in depth. He's going to be a regular monthly guest now. Mm. Last time he was on the program, he referenced that great theologian, Janis Joplin.
Yes, he did.
Today, I think we're going to be talking about Todd Rundgren a little bit, if you can imagine that. But guys, it's always crazy when Father Augustine is here.
I just want a poster of the book cover picture.
Yeah,
you
isn't
did.
It? Oh, isn't it great? I mean,
yes.
Good stuff. There's a lot
humility
of funny pictures
rules.
In there. But we're going to be talking about humility. But gentlemen, good to be with you both today.
Likewise, Gary. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi, Frank.
Good morning.
How's everybody?
All right. I can't resist this. I got to start off with something interesting. And Dave, Dave is going to get a kick out of this. Frank, you have no idea where we're going to go with this one.
Oh, boy.
But we do really have a good show for you today. But before we do that, did you know today, January the 10th, is National Oysters Rockefeller Day? All right.
Wow.
Impressed, right?
Yeah.
It gets better. It's more than one day. There are more than one celebrations that take place today. It's also National Bittersweet Chocolate Day. Okay. Mm-hmm. Still not too impressive, right?
Okay. We're building.
National Cut Your Energy Costs Day.
Well, that's, just given the what everybody's getting in the bill right now. The bills they're getting right now.
All right. And now, Frank, this is the one. This is the one. Wait till you hear this, and I just can't believe this. Today is National Save the Eagles Day.
Is it? All right.
Dave Parker.
Hey, what an entree.
How perfect is that?
Well, Frank and I were having this discussion
that's exactly
here, you see.
Why. Isn't that
and,
perfect?
Dave and I were sitting talking about, like, the need for, us to pump the Eagles up, and my view on it is they're highly paid players. They don't need us to pump them up. They're going to go out and play for themselves and for their paychecks.
But I would wager that many of our listeners, although and they're devout, strong Catholics, they love their Eagles.
I don't think any of our listeners love the Eagles, but you were talking earlier about the players needing
and
us to pump them up.
All of them.
This is fun. I enjoy watching YouTube.
listen. Because
this was
on the
discussion
way up,
before
and,
it.
And I suggested a couple days ago, you know, I mean, because I was in sports, but not at that level of the Eagles or professional football.
Yeah, I think if you're making millions of dollars, you'd be pumped up for whatever you need to be pumped up for.
But as I maintain...
if you're making nothing,
that person,
then you might be pumped up by fans.
Yes, but if you love what you're doing, you love the game, you love the sport... All that is, to me, window dressing. I mean, you will go out because when you're
because
little...
Because it's your job.
All right.
With that in mind, Mr. Parker.
You have the drive.
With that in mind, do you have a prediction for Saturday's game?
Yeah, we're going to win.
Really?
Yeah. Well, because they are going to be focused.
All right.
They will be focused.
Well, we'll continue to work on that.
And they will bring it, folks, because it's now or never.
Right. Well,
that's what
it's now or never every playoff. So, and then someone eventually loses.
But, I mean, look at this season. And, you know, the last couple games were kind of touch and go because we lost our main quarterback.
Touch and go?
Yeah. You know, well, because we didn't.
We got smoked.
I'm using euphemisms,
okay? I'm a Philly guy. Listen, Frank and I love the Eagles as much as anybody, but we're Philly sports fans, right?
Yeah.
We're not from Erie.
Yes. Maybe that's why. Let's not be jaded, folks. I mean,
I actually think they're going to win, personally.
Do you really?
But yeah. I think it's going to be a tight game. I think it's going to be about 20-17. That being said, I still don't believe that the players get pumped up because of the fans. I think right now they're locked in a bubble, working out and, you know, preparing for the game. Well, I don't think they're listening to the radio or, you know, really paying that much attention other than when they do need to go to pep rallies because that's what they're paid to do.
Which I hear there's one tomorrow.
To kind of get people excited. But that getting people excited is so people watch and they make money off commercials.
That's my jaded side. I do agree with that. I agree, and that's the business practical worldly side. But underneath that, as an athlete, when you're little and you discover you have talents, and then you are successful. That little boy inside of you, in terms of the football players, I mean, you want to win. All the other stuff is window dressing.
Well, we will continue.
Sports psychology versus business.
I like that. We will continue to pump the Eagles up throughout the week. We'll talk more about that later in the week. But I enjoyed that little. But yes, National Save the Eagles Day. I don't think that's what it means, but it's pretty funny.
Yeah, it is pretty funny.
How apropos.
Anyway, also go out and celebrate National Bittersweet Chocolate Day. I'm not sure how we do that.
I don't know about the oysters, though.
But it is National Milk Day, too. You miss National Milk Day.
How'd I miss that? That's tomorrow. That's January. You just ruined tomorrow's program.
I just assumed you know.
No, I printed multiple.
Oh, you're well prepared.
Look at that last one, too. I mean, we're not going to go there. But
that's funny.
So we'll talk about that tomorrow.
Well, we could milk this for what it's worth.
I don't want to go into that one, but that'll be funny.
That
to
is
talk
funny.
About tomorrow. I don't really And I think there will be an opportunity.
There's another
for that
one
tomorrow.
That's funny for tomorrow.
All right,
too.
So we'll talk about National Tomorrow's Day, whatever they
National
are.
National Tomorrow's Day. Whatever they have in the
Somebody help me. I'm out of control here. I think it's time for the weather forecast. What do you guys think?
I think you're right.
Let's do the weather. Currently at the Philadelphia International Airport, it is 27 degrees under partly cloudy skies. Today it's going to be partly sunny with a high near 41. Tonight, mostly cloudy, low around 35. Thursday, mostly cloudy with a high near 51.
Wow.
Oh, boy, does that sound good. At the present time, in Horsham, it's 18. In Cinnaminson, New Jersey, 23. Coatesville, it is 18. So, I don't know. What I heard was after this period of warm weather, it's going to get cold again, but nowhere near like what we just experienced.
Okay, yeah, right? I think that was really, really...
That was nuts.
Like a one-off.
I mean,
so early in the season, but it is, and it was all due to the jet stream. The way it flowed over the continent, so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was brutal.
Was
I don't
brutal.
Ever remember that long of a stretch, Frank, being that cold for that many days.
You know, I don't
then
remember
again, I don't
that.
Remember
but
last week.
I don't remember it, but one of the things, in looking at the snow last week, you know, you noticed, like, you know, the snow on the roads, you would have that thin coating almost on all the roads.
Yeah.
Growing up, that's what the roads almost always were when it snowed.
You're right.
Yeah.
You're right.
Let's face it, that technology hasn't changed that much. Yes, salt's a little bit different and all that, mm-hmm. but the technology really hasn't changed that much. So maybe there is some type of, maybe it is, it was colder than it is now. I don't know.
Yeah.
It's just one of those things I noticed, because in the roads, like now, in the recent years, it would seem like we would have snow and the roads would be black the next day or later that day.
Right.
And you know, these stayed white for a number of days.
I remember my dad used to put chains on the car and the snow.
We used to sled on the street for usually quite a number of days after it snowed.
Yeah. Wow.
And yeah, we haven't. I haven't
you guys were tough sledding on the street.
Oh yeah. Wow. Oh yeah, Great Hill.
you knew the snow was great when you went off that off the grassy.
Oh man. Oh,
there's a different spot where you would go down a hill and
we had that in Erie
land
too,
right on the road.
Great sliding.
Yeah, you can't even do those things nowadays.
No, you can't. You're right.
Back then, the people that lived there, come on over, go sledding. Mm-hmm. I can't imagine people in today's litigious society actually going, go sledding on my property.
Right, exactly.
They actually encouraged it.
Yeah, I have no insurance. Go ahead.
That's exactly right. Hey, but, you know.
Or before you go, can you sign this waiver? And show me copies of your insurance?
Yeah exactly.
That's
give me your
funny.
Parents' phone number, too.
That's too funny. I still remember drinking from the garden hose. You can't do that anymore, too. But
you can't drink out of a normal faucet.
That's true.
Everything's filtered and all this other stuff.
Right.
It's ridiculous.
I still do that. If I'm doing yard work,
isn't that great?
And I don't want to walk inside the house.
I know.
Great rubber
I let
taste.
It run, though, a little bit longer to get...
Oh, that's good.
Get there.
I'm sure that really purifies it. Okay. All right, let's take a look at the gospel. Today's gospel comes from Mark chapter 1, verses 29 through 39. On leaving the synagogue, Jesus entered the house of Simon and Andrew with James and John. Simon's mother-in-law lay sick with a fever. They immediately told him about her. He approached, grasped her hand, and helped her up. Then the fever left her, and she waited on them. When it was evening, after sunset, they brought to him all who were ill or possessed by demons. The whole town was gathered at the door. He cured many who were sick with various diseases, and he drove out many demons, not permitting them to speak because they knew him. Rising very early, before dawn, he left and went off to a deserted place where he prayed. Simon and those who were with him pursued him, and on finding him said, "Everyone is looking for you." Jesus told them, "Let us go on to the nearby villages that I may preach there also. For this purpose have I come." So he went out into their synagogues, preaching and driving out demons throughout the whole of Galilee. Pretty impressive. The message I get from this gospel is, first of all, Jesus felt the need to pray, right? I mean, that tells us it's pretty important for us to pray, to be in that communion with the Father, you know, to have that discussion with him. And also, what are you ailing from today? What ails you? Is it a physical ailment, a psychological ailment, whatever it is, spiritual. Go to the Lord and say, "Lord, save me, heal me."
Take it to the Lord.
That's exactly right. When we come back, Tony Agnese, you're going to get a chance to win his new book. Stay tuned.
This is Franciscan Media's Saint of the Day for January 10th. Today we celebrate St. Gregory of Nyssa. Some things run in families. A sense of humor, certain kinds of skills, curly hair. Holiness ran in the family of today's saint. Gregory of Nyssa was the son of two saints and the sibling of two others. Born around 330 in modern-day Turkey, Gregory put aside a teaching career to study theology and prepare for the priesthood. He was already married, but there was no impediment to his ordination, as he lived at a time when celibacy was not a matter of law for priests. Gregory was elected bishop during a period of great tension over the Arian heresy, which denied the divinity of Christ. He was briefly arrested after being falsely accused of embezzling church funds. He wrote with great effectiveness against Arianism and other questionable doctrines popular in the 4th century church. His reputation as a defender of orthodoxy gained him great prominence, and he was often sent on missions to uphold the faith. Today, St. Gregory of Nyssa is regarded as not only a pillar of orthodoxy, but also as one of the great contributors to the mystical tradition in Christian spirituality and to monasticism itself. He died in 395. There's more about the saints along with inspiration and Catholic resources at our website, saintoftheday.org. From Franciscan Media, this has been Saint of the Day.
Support for Holy Spirit Radio is made possible in part by Summers and Zims, where safety and comfort are the foundations upon which our grandfathers built the company. We provide 24/7 emergency service in plumbing, furnace, and air conditioning repair, proudly serving Westchester, Exton, Downingtown, Coatesville, and Kennett Square, as well as southern and eastern Lancaster County. If you are having an emergency with any of these systems, call Summers and Zims at 610-593-5129 or visit our website at sumzim.com, and we will gladly help you return to full operation.
More enjoyable than Scrapple. Spirit.
Spirit.
Spirit in the Morning with Gary Simak.
Stirring me, a love that's deep, a love that's wide, a love that's sweet. And help me, Lord, to never keep it to myself. And if my heart should dimly burn, and if my feet should fail to run, call my name and I will come right back to you. Cause there's no fear in love. There's no
to Spirit in the Morning. That was No Fear in Love by Stephanie Gretzinger. I love that song. And you know what's interesting? That song is one of those songs that you're not going to hear anywhere except right here on Spirit in the Morning. The first time I heard that, I was at Mass at Franciscan University in Steubenville, Ohio. Heard that song before Mass, and I said, man, it just touched me. Went home and did a little research, found out that it was recorded by a young lady named Stephanie Gretzinger, No Fear in Love. Think about that if you're feeling fearful today, if you're struggling, if you're feeling hopeless, if you're feeling all alone. Turn to the Lord. And when she says, I want to stay close to you, it's really that simple. That is your prayer today. Lord, just let me stay close to you. Ask for that grace to be able to do that. Thank you for listening to Spirit in the Morning. I am Gary Zimak. Great to be with you here on the show. And it's great to be joined by our friend, Tony Agnese, who has a new book out called A Storyteller's Guide to a Grace-Filled Life. Stick around because we're going to be giving away a copy of that in just a few minutes. Hey, Tony, good morning, brother.
Hey, good morning, Gary. It's great to hear your voice. You know, I was listening to you guys this morning, and I heard that piece about the Feast of St. Gregory, and I posted something on my website, a quote from St. Gregory. Listen to this. He who is not on fire himself will never set fire to others. Wow. You know, Gary, listening to your show, I was talking to Dave earlier. I've been doing this with you for over a year now, and I can remember last year we talked about the seven spiritual resolutions in January.
That's right.
Just listening to you guys, I know that you are setting people on fire, and the reason, Gary, is exactly what St. Gregory said. He who is not on fire himself will never set fire to others. You guys are on fire with your faith, and just listening to you is so uplifting. I get a chance to put you guys on at 7, and I listen right up until our interview. And other than the fact that you're rubbing the Eagles in my 0-16 Cleveland Browns.
I'm sorry, brother. Tony, as a lifelong Philadelphia sports fan, you have to feel for me a little bit too, right? We have to enjoy this for a few more days before Saturday, but we're not going to go there. Hey, Tony, I really want to talk about this new book, and I'm excited that we are going through, because of your generosity, we're going to be giving away a copy of the book in just a few minutes, and I'm going to ask you, before we end the segment, to select which caller, what number caller will win the book.
Okay.
But before I do that, let's talk a little bit about the book, A Storyteller's Guide to a Grace-Filled Life. You're a storyteller. What does that mean, Tom?
You know, I have been in business, in the radio broadcasting business for 51 years, and I've always led and managed and run radio stations and so forth by storytelling. You know, Jesus, with his parables, was a storyteller, and the nice thing about stories is they're memorable and you can recall them. And so what I like to do is I like to take stories. I've written about 250 stories in the last 4 years.
Wow.
73 of them are in this book. And I like to tie the story to scripture, and then I like to give some thoughts and reflections that people can think about. People have described it as soft evangelization, which kind of sounds a little weird, but I really want people to come to Jesus through their own stories. And so a lot of times when I'm speaking, Gary, I basically my speech is a bunch of stories, and people will begin to recall their own stories. We all have stories that have helped us, stories that have guided us. And the book, this particular book, A Storyteller's Guide, we start with the grace that comes from family, things that we learned from our parents and people around us and friends, and we all can share, you know, some of those stories. And then the grace that comes at the holidays. We just went through, you know, Thanksgiving and Christmas and Advent, and now we're through the Christmas season, and my goodness, Lent begins on Valentine's Day this year.
Right.
And Easter's on April Fool's Day. I bet you I have a couple of stories there to tell as we get going. But it's sharing these stories. So the book is set up with, there are 73 stories. Each story has some scripture tied to it. I love to bring scripture into it. And each has a few questions at the end of the story to reflect on. So what people are telling me is some of them are using it for personal reflection. They add it to their morning routine. It takes 3 or 4 minutes to read a story and then reflect on it. Some are, I've got some men's groups that are now using the book as kind of a weekly guide for a discussion starters and so forth.
Right.
I had a woman approach me at the Senior Citizen Center yesterday. Now, don't ask me why I was at the Senior Citizen Center.
Just visiting, right?
Just visiting. I always call it the Sophomore Citizen Center. But
I like that.
she approached me, and she had read the book, and she was making some very, very nice comments. And as she did, the director of the center came over and booked me for a talk in April, and
nice.
I got a great I got an email overnight from the largest Catholic homeschooling organization that would like me to speak at their annual convention and so forth. So it's this sharing of stories, sharing of life stories that I try to do, and when people read it, it sparks in them their own stories of grace. So that's been kind of cool, not only having people come up to me and tell me they enjoy the book, but having them come up to me and say, boy, let me tell you a story, Tony. And that's the part that I really love.
Tony, it's a great approach, and it's one, as you said, that our Lord used, and it's very effective. And I know my wife is a big fan of your work. She loves listening to this. She's not a big fan of my work, but she's a big fan of your work. She said she loves it when you're on the show because you're just so relatable and down to earth. But yet, what you have to say is not fluff. You know, you sometimes say it's simple, and it is, but you've got some depth to what your message, but it's one that we can all sink our teeth into and really relate to. That's what I love about your stories. We're going to get into more specifics in the months to come and really dig into some of these stories, but I just wanted to more or less set the stage and let people know about the book and give them a general idea to so they can understand the format of the book. Now, we are going to give the book away, and I don't want to do it just yet, maybe in about 2 minutes or so, because I want people to stay listening to your segment. But in the event somebody wants to purchase a copy of the book, where would they do that?
They can go to Amazon.com, and the book is available at Amazon. Just TonyAgnesi, or Storyteller's Guide will bring you there. It's in some of the, I noticed some of the Catholic bookstores you're picking up. Just had a wonderful Catholic bookstore, St. Raphael's, just picked up 24 copies of it. So they're in some bookstores, at least here in Ohio, and I'm sure it'll expand out as we get further out into the month of January. And it'll be available on my website in about 2 weeks. You can go there. Okay. The neat thing about buying it on the website is I'll be able to personally autograph them as well.
Wonderful. And Tony, in addition to the book, you're a podcaster as well, right? And we could subscribe to your podcasts?
Yeah, we have. I do a weekly blog. I do a weekly blog every Sunday and a podcast every Thursday. And you can subscribe to either one of those. The blogs are short stories. You can read them quickly. The podcast, we call them snackables, Gary. You can listen to them in under five minutes. You know, the average podcast is half an hour or an hour, 20 minutes, so forth. So we these are kind of snackables. You can kind of pop it on and get a little charge in your battery In just 5 minutes. You know, it's the first of the year. A year ago, we talked about more or less. Do you remember that?
I do.
What am I going to do more this year, and what am I going to do less? And I filled in for my wife at her adoration, and I came up with my list. Let me give it to you real quick, because you got to say it out loud in order to make it work. I'm going to have more gratitude less this year, less complaining. More writing and reading, less social media. More protein and fruits and vegetables and less sugar and starch. I'm going to drink more water and less alcohol, and I'm going to be more active and less sitting around. I read 3 books in the last 2 weeks because instead of sitting on Facebook, I read Father Greg Boyle's beautiful book, Barking to the Choir, and a couple of other great things as well. So think about that instead of a New Year's resolution. What am I going to do more? And what am I going to do less?
I love it. I love it. And make sure you check out Tony Agnese at TonyAgnese.com. Tony, we'll have that linked at SpiritInTheMorning.com. All right, brother, it is now time.
Right.
We're going to open the phone lines as we go to break. That number is 215-345-1570. 215-345-1570 to win a copy of Tony Agnese's book. Now, Tony, I'm going to leave it up to you. What number caller should be the winner?
Let's try 4.
Caller number 4. All right. So caller number 4 wins a copy of Tony Agnese's brand new book, A Storyteller's Guide to a Grace-Filled Life. 215-345-1570. 215-345-1570. Hey, Tony, thank you so much. I hear the phone's ringing already. Thanks so much, brother, for coming on with
us. You got it.
We look forward to chatting with you again.
Thank you, Gary. It's been great. I look forward to talking with you next month, just ahead of the beginning of Lent.
All right. That looks good. You'll fire us up, brother, right?
I hope so. God bless you.
All right. God bless you, too. Tony Agnese, remember, 215-345-1570. Caller number 4 wins Tony's book. Stay tuned for Father Augustine Weta.
I'm Anna Mitchell with this Holy Spirit Radio News update. A storm that slammed a California coastal community is over, but the search for victims is not. Authorities in Santa Barbara County are still trying to reach new areas and dig into the destruction to find dead, injured, or trapped people who might be there after a powerful mud flow swept away dozens of homes. By last night, at least 13 people were confirmed dead, at least 25 were injured, and at least 50 had to be rescued by helicopter. Those numbers could increase today. Bargainers seeking a bipartisan immigration accord plan talks as soon as today. President Donald Trump and leading lawmakers want to parlay an extraordinary White House meeting yesterday into momentum for resolving a politically blistering issue. They face a January 19th deadline for averting an election year government shutdown. Negotiators want a formula to revive protections against deportation that Trump has ended for nearly 800,000 immigrants and improve border security. And Pope Francis has sent a video message to the people of Peru and Chile ahead of his apostolic visit there next week. In the message, the Holy Father said he would come as a messenger of peace and hope. He thanked the people for their work in fighting the culture of waste by caring for the poor and needy. And he said, quote, I want to meet with you, to look you in the eyes, to see your faces, and be able to experience the closeness of God, his closeness and mercy, which embraces and consoles us, end quote. Pope Francis will visit the two countries from January 15th to the 19th. With this Holy Spirit Radio News Update, I'm Anna Mitchell.
Social Security is with you through life's journey. Get to know us at socialsecurity.gov. We are there, day one, with baby names and a gift that lasts a lifetime. We are there as you grow, protecting you and those you love. We are there when you get your first job, helping you to save for the future. We are there when you marry your sweetheart to help secure your new life together. We are there if the unexpected happens to help you see life from a new perspective. We are there when you start your next chapter to make sure you get off to a great start. And we are there when you lose your soulmate to help make sure you will be all right. We are with you through life's journey. Social Security, securing today and tomorrow. Get to know us and see what you can do online at socialsecurity.gov.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
You're on Spirit in the Morning with Gary Zimak.
They say sometimes you win some, sometimes you lose some. Right now, I'm losing bad. I've stood on this stage night after night, reminding the broken it'll be alright. But right now, I just can't. It's easy to sing when there's nothing to bring me down. But what will I say when I'm held to the flame like I am right now? They say it only takes a little faith to move a mountain. Well, good thing, a little faith is all I have right now. God, when you choose to leave mountains unmovable, oh, give me the strength. It is well with my
my days. Jesus, I will cling to you. Come what may, 'cause I know you're able.
Welcome back to Spirit in the Morning. That was Even If by Mercy Me. My name is Gary Zimak. Thanks so much for tuning in. Time right now is 7:36. Want to thank Joan for calling in. She won a copy of Tony Agnese's book. We're going to get that right out to you, Joan, as soon as we can. Well, we're going to talk about humility now. Humility Rules, St. Benedict's 12-Step Guide to Genuine Self-Esteem by Father Augustine Weta is new from Ignatius Press. We've had Father on the show before. Always love when he comes to visit us. We're going to discuss the book in depth. We're going to go one chapter at a time. Today, we're going to be talking about fear of God. And just so you know, give you a little background about Father Augustine. Father Augustine Weta is a monk of St. Louis Abbey. He serves as director of chaplaincy at the St. Louis Priory School, where he teaches and coaches rugby during his spare time. Now, check this out. Father Augustine supervises the juggling team, cultivates carnivorous plants, raises carpenter ants, and he surfs. Father Augustine, do you do all of that at the same time? That would be good, right? Hey, welcome back. It's good to have you back on with us.
Thank you. It's great to be back. I had such a good time last time. I've been looking forward to it all month.
Oh, man, you're one of the few guests that actually wants to come back, so we appreciate that.
Well, you're one of the few
that wants to come back. It's always...
A match made in heaven.
Exactly. Hey, Father, I'm looking forward to talking about this first step of St. Benedict's 12-Step Guide to Genuine Self-Esteem, pursuing humility, fear of God. Now, reading in your book, I see that you actually quote one of the great theologians, Todd Rundgren. And hopefully we can work that in somewhere along the way. So let's talk about fear of God. Is that the same as thinking, well, if I'm bad, God's going to slap me around, he's going to be mean to me, he's going to crush me? What is this fear of God, and how does this help us with humility?
Well, you know, God has a smite button on his computer for a reason. It's easily accessible.
Oh,
no,
Father.
In fact, it's exactly the opposite. I think the point isn't to be, you know, afraid of God, as though, again, you were waiting to hit that smite button.
Mm-hmm.
But more to have a sense of awe.
Right.
I don't want to just say awe, because there is something about his awesome judgment. You know, you can go to hell. I mean, hell's a real possibility, and that should be a little intimidating. Right? Well, you think about when Peter first met Jesus, mm-hmm. the first thing he does is throws himself on the floor and says, "Leave me.
Yeah.
I'm a sinful man."
Yeah.
The thing is, you can't have self-esteem, as it were, a real self-esteem, without self-respect.
Mm-hmm.
And because we're made in the image of God, you've got to respect God first, right?
Right.
So, in the Bible, or no, in the Didache, I think they use the term theosabia, the fear of God. And I think we need to kind of get back to that a little bit. It's a bit of a wake-up call.
Yeah, and I think it is, Father, and it's not fashionable to think about hell. It's not fashionable to think that we could possibly end up in hell, any one of us. But to be honest with you, most of my life was spent being very lukewarm, not really caring about doing anything God wanted me to do. It just was all about me. And that fear of hell, that fear of eternal damnation, really is what motivated me to try to draw closer to him in the first place, right? It's not a bad thing.
It's a wake-up call.
Yeah.
You know, and also it gives you a sense of direction. You
right.
know, if you don't quite know where you're headed, at least you know what to avoid.
Yeah, exactly.
And it can be an antidote to that sort of apathy that I think we tend to fall into, that temptation to say, well, you know, I'm basically good enough.
Right, and that's exactly what I tend personally to gravitate toward. All right, I'm good enough. I go to mass. I'm a good person. You know, don't kill anybody. Mm-hmm. So therefore, let me just relax and have a good time, right?
I haven't killed anybody, so I'm probably good to go. Yeah, in the monk world, we talk about it's an old Greek word, mm-hmm. meaning that. And there's a fantastic book that you should really read. Everybody should read. Called the Noonday Devil. I think that comes from one of the old church fathers talking about how right around noon, the monks get real sort of tired. They think, you know, I think I'll sit this prayer out. I'm basically a decent guy,
right.
You know. Why push it, you know? And also that sort of tendency, to quote the now really great theologian, C.S. Lewis, to think of God not as our heavenly father, but more as a heavenly grandfather. Doesn't much care what the young folk are up to so long as nobody gets hurt.
Right, right.
And even then, he probably won't remember the next day. So.
Yeah, you're right. You speak the truth. Now, Father, in the book, in this first chapter where we talk about fear of God, you break it up into three sections, fear of God in thought, fear of God in word, and fear of God in deed. Now, we talked about fear of God in thought, thinking about the fact that, yes, he's all-powerful, and that it is possible for us to end up in hell. I mean, that motivates me. That's not depressing. That is a kick in the rear end that I probably need. Now, how about fear of God in word? What exactly does that mean?
And actually, there's one more thing to probably add.
Sure.
It's not the end, but it is the beginning of wisdom. Right? You don't want to end there with the fear of God. After all, the goal is that perfect love which drives that. But like you said, it's a good kick in the pants.
Right.
Sometimes, you know, we need it.
Yeah, I do.
But yeah, the fear of God in word. I was in a church not too long ago, actually, like 8 years ago, and a kid came up for communion with a T-shirt that said, "Jesus is my homeboy."
Wow.
And you know, that's cool. I mean, I don't have any real problem with that. But on the other hand, you know, Jesus is also the Pantocrator, you know, the guy who's going to judge the living and the dead, you know, he's going to, and the world by fire, you know.
Mm.
And if you don't, you know, then I, in fact, in the book, I tell a story about how when I first joined the monastery, every day, about every week, the novice master would come to me and say, what do you have to offer that make us want to take you? And I think of some good reason why they should take me. You know, I'm smart, hardworking.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And he'd say, "You're not ready." And finally, I started demonstrating. I said, "You know what? You shouldn't." He said, "You're starting to be right."
Wow. That's pretty funny. Oh, man. Yeah, that's a great point. Now, Father, we've got about 3 minutes left. The time always goes so fast. I know. Before we go, I want to talk about fear of God indeed. And in your book, you have two quotes One from Todd Rundgren from the song, I Don't Want to Work, I Just Want to Bang on the Drum All Day. And you also reference, I think this is really cool, Randy Bachman in Taking Care of Business, I Love to Work at Nothing All Day. Talk a little bit about that.
Well, it's ironic, right? Because these guys, they don't want to work.
Yeah.
So they end up doing something all day that becomes work.
That's pretty funny.
And that's fun. But at the same time, work is a punishment. You know, it's unavoidable, but it's something that we have to work because by the sweat of our brow. In the Garden of Eden, work was entertaining and wonderful and a delight.
Right.
But now, it's a pain. Here's the catch: Jesus worked, right?
Yeah.
So if we want to be like Jesus, then we work. In fact, even there's this mysterious phrase in St. Paul where he says, we make up what is lacking in the sufferings of Christ.
Oh, yeah.
We complete God's work. We help do God's job by our work. And that's everything we do. I probably shouldn't say this on the radio, but my little niece, she's 2.5, and she's suddenly into poop. And she asked me if Jesus pooped, because, you know, it's Christmas.
Oh, my gosh.
And I said, yeah. And she was just thrilled. And this was kind of a revelation for me, too, because, you know, this is the sort of thing we tend to be ashamed of or to hide away. But if Jesus did it, then even that is a way to holiness,
yeah,
right? A way to imitate Christ. Like, nothing is outside the realm of prayer now, suddenly. Not work, not that, not anything.
Thank you for not saying the word again, Father. You know, this is a great note to end on, but, you know, you just gave me hope with that, you know? Seriously, that's great. I so enjoy our visits, Father. We've got about 30 seconds left. Can you give us a quick blessing before we have to go?
I be believing. May God bless you all and give you great faith and make you humble. And may God bless you, the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit.
Amen. The book is Humility Rules, St. Benedict's 12-Step Guide to Genuine Self-Esteem by Father Augustine Weta from Ignatius Press. We'll put a link on the website. Father, you are so much fun. Look forward to our next visit.
As always, thank you for having me.
All right. When we come back, it's time for the Be Not Afraid Bible verse. Don't go anywhere.
Love is what we come here for. This is why we stay.
Christopher Minutes, thoughts on making every day count. I'm Tony Rossi. Nicole was born with her gastric organs outside of her body, and she spent months in University of New Mexico Hospital. The nurse who cared for her there was Amber Boyd, who became like family to the little girl since her biological parents had their rights taken away. Amber got so attached to Nicole that she decided to make her a real member of the family. She consulted with her husband, Taylor, and they both agreed they could care for the child since her medical condition had improved. At first, the couple obtained a foster care license, and then they officially adopted her. It was an appropriate choice since Amber herself had been adopted. She told ABC News, "Nicole is the strongest kid that I've ever met." This message was brought to you by the Christophers. Thanks for listening, and remember that it's better to light one candle than to curse the darkness.
Support for Holy Spirit Radio is provided in part by Holly Hill Health Foods, a family-owned business for over 25 years, located at 1200 Welsh Road, North Wales, PA. They offer a large selection of vitamins, minerals, herbs, formulas, and three nutritionists to serve you. Call them at 215-361-7770 or visit their website at www.hollyhillhealth.com.
More inspiring than a cheesesteak. Spirit.
Spirit.
Spirit in the Morning with Gary Zimak.
Good things you've done for me.
Lord, I've never been one to complain, but right now I'm lost and I can't find my way. My world's come apart and it's breaking my heart, but it helps to know that your heart is breaking too. When I cry, you cry. When I hurt, you hurt. And when I've lost someone, it takes a piece of you too. And when I fall on my face, you fill me with grace. 'Cause nothing breaks your heart or tears you apart like when I cry. Time in my life, there's so much at stake, there's so much to lose, but I trust it to you. You bring me through, and it helps me to know.
Welcome back to Spirit in the Morning. Wasn't that a great song? That was When I Cry by the Gaither Vocal Band. You know, if you're going through something now, the Lord gets it. He's crying along with you. That's a great visual. Think about that. That's how much Jesus loves you. Today, he's with you. He understands. Jesus was human. He is human, I should say. He understands what you are going through. Let's take a look at our Be Not Afraid Bible verse of the day. Today, it comes from Zephaniah chapter 3, verse 15. The King of Israel, the Lord, is in your midst. You shall fear evil no more. Great thought. And in actuality, I discussed this on the Sunrise Morning Show on EWTN before I came on the air at Spirit in the Morning today. Great message for us today. We have to remember that the Lord is with us. And throughout Sacred Scripture, Old Testament, New Testament, his message was constantly, be not afraid, have no fear. And he would always follow it up with, because I am with you. That's enough. He is with us. He understands what we are going through. And, you know, that's one of the reasons I played that last song, When I Cry. He gets it. He knows what we're going through. He is with us. He is in our midst. Turn to him today. I say that at the end of the show every day, and I take it seriously. And I live my life that way, Dave and Frank. It's it's tough out there. I'm not going to kid you. Life can be tough.
Yes.
And just because you turn your life over to Jesus Christ and you become a follower of Christ does not mean you will be spared problems.
Yes, yeah. We all have crosses.
But, right? And we're going to have them. Look at the life of Christ. Look at his mother. Yeah. But with him, that supernatural peace is possible. He is enough. Doesn't mean you won't suffer, but he is with you. Frank?
As Pope Francis tweeted out today, you know, as he seems
We know he's listening. Right?
Yeah, exactly. The more we are rooted in Christ, the more we rediscover interior peace.
Oh, my gosh.
Even in the midst of daily challenges.
Oh, my God. Are you serious?
Yes.
That's I didn't read that before I just said what I said.
Exactly. You were saying, I'm like, I bet you there's a tweet that matches that.
Wow.
And so as we go to close, folks, what can we say?
He tweets every day during our show. So.
Yeah, wow. How do I top that? But that's absolutely right. Yeah. That interior peace is only going to be found through Christ. And yet the world, Frank, tells us, you will only be peaceful if you have lots of stuff, if you have lots of money, and you have no problems. Mm-hmm. That's not, first of all, it's not going to bring you lasting peace, because as soon as something goes wrong, there goes your peace. But with the Lord, with him beside us, and in actuality, the Holy Spirit is inside of us.
It is.
We can have that interior peace no matter what happens in the world.
Exactly. Those material things in life is ephemeral. It's passing. It's fleeting. Well, back to a poster. Remember the poster where Footprints in the Sand?
I love that. Yes,
I love that. That's what it reminded me. You know, when Jesus is here, he cries with you. He's always with you. He carries us so many times, and sometimes we don't even know it.
Dave, just turn around and say hi.
Okay. All right, wait, watch this.
That's so true. Guys, before we leave, I want to call attention to something. January, I don't know if I mentioned this, January is the month dedicated to life. So as a result, of course, we have the March for Life coming up on the 19th. We have been focusing on a lot of pro-life guests. We've got some all-stars this week. Yesterday, we had Teresa Tomeo on the program talking about her role in the March for Life. Tomorrow, we're going to be joined by none other than Jeannie Mancini, who is the president of the March for Life. And then on Friday, Father Frank Pavone will be here. So we've got some of the pro-life leaders. And, you know, guys, I want to point this out. I didn't tell you this, but I reached out to Father Frank's office, Priest for Life, and the woman who I deal with, Leslie, to book all the guests from Priest for Life, I said, I'd like to get Father this week. And she said, I know he would love to do this, but he's on a plane right now. Let me get to him as soon as I can. She was able to connect with Father Pavone on the plane, and he said, absolutely, I'll do it. He is so dedicated to this pro-life cause that he's always there when we need us.
Absolutely, yeah.
Wait a minute, he's always there when we need him. I figured that didn't sound right.
Wow, that too. But yes, he is so dedicated. I mean, that's his life's work.
He travels constantly
in
support of life.
I saw something on Facebook, because I follow him on Facebook, and it's just, I mean, he's... he is so consumed with pro-life and issues, and he just loves life, and it's a gift from God, and it's so precious.
Yeah,
you know that he, you know, he's a fighter, he's a warrior.
Yep. So we're going to continue to do what we can to bring you the top pro-life guests in the world on Spirit in the Morning. Also tomorrow on the show, Joanne DeNoia. She was on with us before from Good Counsel Homes.
Oh, yes.
She manages the South Jersey home. I talked to Chris Bell, and we got her on again for tomorrow. She did such a good job.
Oh, she did.
Talking about how they take in these women who have nowhere else to go.
Absolutely. And,
so we're going to get her on.
What a great word.
That's a great pro-life message right there. It's in action.
Exactly.
It's another great pro-life message.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah.
Things we can do other than say abortion is wrong.
That's right.
What are we doing to help these women?
What can we do to solve the
desperate
problems?
And our friend Marie Joseph is another example of somebody. We got to get Marie back on the show. It's been too long.
If you're listening, Marie, good morning.
Yeah, if you're listening, Marie, where are you? You need to come back. We'll get Marie Joseph back on the program. All right, what do we got? We got 7:58. We are just about out of time.
If you look at your screen, we're about a minute.
Ooh, a minute. Anybody have anything before we go?
Go Eagles.
Here we go again.
Train. Focus, men, focus, all right? You can do
it. We need that Rocky theme.
dun, dun,
dun. Oh, where
does this show go?
I know. Anyway, thank you.
We love the Eagles.
Thank you.
We know our listeners love the Eagles.
Thank you for listening to the program today. Look forward to being back with you here tomorrow on Spirit in the Morning. Remember to check us out on the web at spiritinthemorning.com and keep your dial tuned to Holy Spirit Radio for more great Catholic programming.
Remember, as I always
tell you, wherever you go today, whatever you do, the Lord is with you, so make sure you turn around and say hi.
God bless.
This show is produced with love by Holy Spirit Radio, inspired by the Holy Spirit, communicating